the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo go down around this town?
Showing up.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. The topic today is media blackout. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year. 2014 is here, and hip-hop on the radio is still whack. Now, to make a case for those who work in commercial radio, and I'm basically talking about the program directors and the music directors of the quote-unquote urban stations, they have a job to do as it relates to music. And that relates to ratings, which relates to advertised dollars. And I don't disagree with that stance whatsoever. If this is what's hot, if this is what they are labeling as the best that hip-hop has to offer today, and these companies advertise and these listeners tune in for the music, the interviews, the rumors, whatever, I can't blame them for running with that. It's their job to do so. But then you have some program directors and music directors who step from behind the desk and they're all in your radio show, all in your internet videos. I have a problem with that because they're sending a different message when they step on a mic. They're talking about real hip hop. They're talking about that this music that they play or some of these artists would be whack in another generation. And I don't disagree with them with that, but I just have a problem with you being in control of what gets played and you're not giving the listeners a variety of hip hop. Sure, if Drake, Nicki Minaj, 2 Chainz, Future, if this is what's hot, cool. But if you want to bring hip-hop back to the radio, then you need to blend in some of those dudes who aren't known to pop culture. I mean, that's what radio, as it relates to hip-hop and other genres, was all about. It was about breaking records, introducing you to artists that you never heard of before, giving you a reason to tune in. Who wants to tune in to hear a song that they already know is going to be played? Because they've been playing it every 15 minutes. I think it's time for a change to happen in 2014 as it relates to hip-hop music on the radio. But there's always some space in that clock, in that rotation, to push a not so well-known artist, to push maybe even an older artist who has a hot record on the streets or on the internet or in the club or whatever. There's ways that you can make that happen, but I think they've gotten to the point where they've filled the playlists up with so many artists and labels that have to be there. There's no wiggle room for them to be creative. Now, it's not about being a hater. It's just about wanting more when you listen to the radio. Some of us are just accustomed to turning on the radio to be informed. And right now, hip-hop radio is not doing that. I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. Follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC, and check me out every Friday from midnight to 5 a.m. on WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org.